Well, welcome to another edition of the JD Cymru North podcast with me, Mark Webber, and Dean Jones. Flint firing on all cylinders, Prestatyn purring, although not such an easy ride against Porthmadog. The top of the table looks pretty familiar, tight behind Prestatyn with more games to come. We'll be analysing all that happened last weekend and, more importantly, looking forward to another round of JD Cymru North with Dean Jones. Comment to come from the likes of Llanrhaeadr and Mochnant, Rhyl. But first, let's cross to Dean Jones and talk about a 7-0 win for Flint Town United last weekend. Did you see that one coming?
I mean, Flint can do that to anyone on a day. We all know that. We all know the quality they possess. But given how sort of rigid Llangefni have been during the opening part of the season, it was a bit of a surprise. And I know Chris has said his lads weren't at it, and sort of you did get punished more in this league than you would say in the Welsh Alliance last year when they won the league comfortably. But Flint have got some really good attacking options, as you saw. Obviously, Mark Cadwallader has been one of the best players in this league for a number of years now. And he's absolutely flying at the moment. But it's not a result Chris and Llangefni should dwell on too much. Flint are going to be up there. Obviously, they're five behind for starting with the game in hand, I think. So it's just a case of put it behind them and move on and focus on the games they've got a more realistic chance of getting something out of, because that's what's going to determine whether they stay in the league or not, really.
Well, Penryn Coch proved a point by getting a point against Rhyl. Let's share the thoughts of Eddie Morris-Jones from Rhyl first, and Dean then, who was at that match.
Yeah, it was a frustrating game, you know, to have all that possession and not come out as with the 3 points. It's very, it's difficult to take that game. But like I say, defensively we were switched on, and I think earlier on in the season, I think them games where I've said it before, when we have a lot of the ball and, you know, we sometimes get relaxed, and that's where we look when we make the mistakes. And today we didn't. We didn't look defensively troubled at all. And obviously, well done to Penryn Coch. They've come with a game plan, and it's worked for them.
And in terms of as the game went on, obviously, big talking point in the first half, missed penalty from Ace Hamilton, but kept battling away during the game and just didn't fall for him.
Yeah, you know, and it's not just about the pen. You know, we had some good opportunities in the first sort of 30 minutes, you know, and on another day they go in and that game is out of sight by half time, and we can go and express ourselves. You know, it didn't fall for us. You know, the penalty wasn't a, you know, it's a good pen, you know, but I don't want to, you know, put too much stress on that. We've created some really good chances there early on in the game, and then I think on the hour mark, I think, you know, the players got a little bit frustrated and we did force it that little bit too much. You know, we just got to relax and believe in our own ability that we will create the chances, you know, if that be in the hour mark or the 80 minutes. You know, it's just got to be a little bit more patient, and that's down to all of us to work hard together, you know, and also to create some more chances. You know, we've kept the ball comfortably there for large parts of the game, and that's back to the drawing board for us to, you know, see how we can break them down a little bit better from another angle.
And try to look at the positives, first clean sheet of the season and plenty to build on for next weekend.
Yeah, and that's something that we've discussed a lot, you know, with the players we've got in defensively, we should be keeping more clean sheets than that, and that's been a little bit of a hot topic with us on the sidelines the last sort of 3 or 4 weeks, that we're conceding too much, you know, and I think it's a lot down to our own mistakes. You know, and again, if we can cut them out and keep clean sheets, I believe in the front sort of 4 or 5, you know, in our attacking players, that we will come on top more so than not. You know, today's just one of them days. You know, they've really come with a good game plan. You know, they've sat in really deep at times. You know, and it does frustrate you. You know, and that's given us more chances to go and do something. So that's down to us. You know, we've got to train hard to look at doing something else.
As I said last week in the preview, Penryn Coch were very, very well organised. They made it very hard for Rhyl to sort of get any meaningful possession in the final third. And then when Rhyl did create chances sort of towards the end, they didn't really take them. They weren't clinical and ended up dropping 2 points at home, which is disappointing for them, really, given the run they've been on. But like I say, I'm sure they'll bounce back. It's up to them now to make sure they don't fall too far behind for starting. And Flint, otherwise they're going to be left behind and left facing the prospect of sort of going for the sort of top 3 or 4 instead of going for the title.
Now, both Brastatin and Banger hitting the high notes in the Nathaniel MG Cup. We'll talk about more on that in a separate podcast, but it done half set them up for a good mood as they head to Friday night football counter this weekend between each other. Let's hear from Neil Gibson first.
Yeah, well, I've watched Bangor on two occasions already in the last couple of weeks, so it's a difficult one because they've got a lot of players that are new to the league, a lot of unknowns in their team, lots of good technical ability and technical quality players, so they're going to be a very difficult challenge for us. But obviously, starting against Bangor is a fixture that we always look at, and I've been involved in them both as a player and as a manager, and there've been some fantastic fixtures over the years, and I'm sure starting v Bangor never seems to disappoint. And on Friday night, we've got to make sure that we bring the level of performance we had today back to obviously a home fixture against Bangor, which is what we all look forward to. So we know we're going to have to be at our best and play to that level if we're going to beat Bangor on Friday night. But we're enjoying winning games of football, and at the moment in time, you know, we've played, I think, 11 games in all competitions so far and won 10. And we still feel there's room for this team to improve. So we've got to look at that and be quite proud of what we've achieved so far, but understand that, you know, we've got to ensure that it takes someone to do something special to beat us, and that's a feeling we take into Friday night.
Well, Llanrhyadr and Mochnant will be looking forward and seem to be in a good run of form as they head into Porthmadog. Will they fancy their chances against Porthmadog? Let's hear from Llanrhyadr's first team coach, Dan Graham.
On reflection, I thought it was a good performance from the lads on Saturday. Buckley are a strong physical side that more often than not go direct. And to be fair to them, they did force the issue the first 20 minutes, getting some free kicks, corners, which they took full advantage of and ended up 2-0 in front. From there, we decided to change formation and our approach. We got the ball down and started popping it around and started to play some nice stuff, to be honest. Our confidence grew and we managed to take a couple of our chances, getting us in at half-time at 2-2. The chat at half-time was, we're on a crest of a wave and just keep pushing, really. And to be fair to the lads, that's what they did. Looking ahead to Porthmadog, I've got no shadow of a doubt that this will be a really tough fixture for us. Sounds as if they run Prestatyn pretty close at the weekend, conceding two late goals. I think that's the effect of Paps maybe rejoining their club. That's something that we can't really underestimate. If anyone's going to get them firing again, then it's going to be Paps. We should have a few lads back from injury, which will strengthen the squad again. And competition for places is strong at Llanrhyadr Football Club.
So what do you make of this, Dean? It would be easy to say, I presume, at the moment, with the form being taken in place, that Porthmadog will find Llanrhyadr a struggle. They are both going different ways in the league table at the moment.
Porthmadog can take a lot of credit from that, really. I know they didn't get anything out of it, and the history books will show Prestatyn win, but everyone was expecting them to get pummeled, like you say, and for them to only lose by the odd goal, and they gave them a real run for their money, by all accounts. So they can take a lot of heart from that, really. I know results haven't been what they'd have hoped for, but John Owen's got on the score sheet, so he'll be full of confidence. But playing at Llanrhyadr is a tough proposition. I mean, 5 of their 8 games have won. They're just not conceding. I think they've only conceded 8, I think, which would be in the top 3 or 4 of goals conceded in the whole league. And if you can get the odd 1 or 2 at the other end when you're defending so well, then you're always going to pick up points. So it's going to be a tough one for Porthmadog, especially given the form they're in and they're on the road as well. It's a long track to Llanrhyadr from there. So it would be an interesting one. But if they can get a result there, I mean, it's especially after last week against the league leaders, it's going to be a massive confidence boost for them again, and one they can take into a busy couple of months upcoming.
So after beating Bangor in the week, Llanrhyadr will face Flint. How will that go?
Yeah, Llanrhyadr are in good nick at the moment, though. Let's say that I think they've won their last 2. Really good last week against Bangor, really impressive, especially in the first half, by all accounts. Dean Seeger's in great form, not only with the goals he's scoring, but with, it was the same sort of thing at Conwy Borough last year when he was paired with Corrick McGonagall. He does a lot off the ball in terms of holding the ball up, bringing it into play. He defends well from the front, and that's a good base from which to build. But this will be a massive test for them this week against Flint, who are absolutely flying at the moment. I think they've only dropped a couple of points since they lost on the opening day. They've got massive ambitions. They're scoring goals. They're playing good football again. So it's going to be a big test for Clandon, no, and one that they can look at as a bit of a yardstick in terms of how they're going to cope with their overall fortunes sort of later on in the season. They are, I think, 9 points behind Prestatyn at the moment. So it's a case of what are your expectations now? I mean, 9 points is still a lot after eight games. But if they can push into the top three or four, I think they'll have a good year. But this will be a massive test for them this weekend.
Now, we've talked a bit about Penrhyn Cork already, Dean. It's Colwyn Bay for them next. And I think from a Colwyn Bay point of view for me, this is quite the acid test, this game, because if Colwyn Bay do want to push up that league, Penrhyn Cork are starting to set a standard. And Colwyn Bay, I think, have got to meet that standard if they want to be anywhere near that top six at the start by the end of this season.
Yeah, Colwyn Bay are unbeaten in three now, so they're getting their act together a little bit. Obviously, it was going to take them time to adjust, given how long they've been out of the league. I know they've got players that have played here before, but it's practically a new squad there, barring a couple that stayed, because a lot of them were English-based. So, tricky test for them. Let's say Penrhyn Cork just aren't conceding. I mean, they're not scoring many, but they're not conceding either. And on home soil, they are a good proposition to get 3 points on any day, really. So, Colwyn Bay are going to have to be at it. Mitch Bryant's hit some form. I did predict him to be one of the top scorers at the start of the season, and he really looks to have found his feet now after sort of being blended in quite slowly by Craig Hogg. But he seems to be giving him a lot more responsibility now, and he's taken full advantage. So I'd expect that to be another tight game. But I've got a sneaky feeling Colwyn Bay have got enough quality to get a result there.
Now, Conwy Borough are still in the mix, in the top six. And, you know, recovered well from that stuffing they took earlier on in the season against Prestatyn. Pretty solid from them. They'll face a Llanfair side who are the other side of the table and certainly want points on the board, Dean.
I know they got a point against Rhythin, but, I mean, after that stuffing by Prestatyn Town, to pick up four from your last two is a lot more than they could have asked for, really. I know they had their chances to win the game last week and got undone quite late with Clare Morris equalised, but like I say, they're a good side. They're a good side. Llanfair are taking their time to settle, as expected. They got beaten at Colwyn Bay last week and sort of sitting sort of third from bottom, I think, or second from bottom. I can't remember off the top of my head. But they'll need to get their first win. This will be their eighth game, and the more it goes on, the more you're not winning. It sort of does knock your confidence a little bit. I know they're not too far behind sort of the likes of Llangefni, Grassford and Buckley, but the longer you're not picking up a win, I mean, and they are shipping a lot of goals. I think it's 19 or 20 in the last seven. So that's a concern as well. So it's the last thing they'd probably be wanting as a team that are so good going forward with Conwy Borough coming. But again, as Paul Maddox showed last week, this sort of game can be a catalyst for you if you perform well, whether you get a result or not. It can sort of build a little bit of momentum and see where that takes them. But I'd be surprised if Conway didn't get a couple there, and whether they can keep a clean sheet or concede one remains to be seen.
Well, Corwin back in business after their bye week, facing a Gresford side who, well, to be fair, they're in a position in the league table we did not expect to see them at, near that bottom drop line. How is this game going to turn out?
Yeah, it was another disappointing one for Gresford last week. Obviously, Guildford are a good side, but at home, sort of you'd be expecting them to pick points there, and it's imperative they start doing it. I mean, they're so inconsistent. I mean, what one week they'll put in a good performance and win. But like I say, again, with the teams around the bottom, they're just shipping too many goals. It's hard. Once you get in that rut, it's hard to sort of get yourself out of it. Corwin would be a game again. They think they're going to could get a result in. Colwyn haven't won yet, picked up a couple of points with draws. They should be going there and getting a result, because obviously Colwyn might have had the week off, so they'll be a bit rusty as well. So they'll take their time to settle. So if Gresford can pounce early, get on top early doors while Colwyn is still getting adjusted to the pace of the game again after the week off, they could get a result there, but it's not going to be a walk in the park for them by any means.
And Guildfield's host Rhyl. Will Rhyl be up for it, Dean?
Well, they're at home, so, and it's a notoriously difficult place to go and win a football match. If you ask anyone in the league, what are the toughest grounds to sort of try and get a result, Guildford would definitely be up there. So, and they'll be buoyed by a good result away from home against Guildford last week, clean sheet as well. Puts them sort of mid-table where you'd expect them to finish at the end of the season. But like I say, Real needs to start picking up wins. These are the sort of games, if you want a chance for the title, that you're going to have to pick up at point or three, especially given sort of how well Staten and Flint are doing at the moment. I mean, they're taking on all comers, beating them. And that's the sort of thing you have to do if you want to be champions and get up to the JD Cymru Premier.
And finally, last but no means least in the roundup, Rhythm Town getting a point. Buckley Town, their challengers this weekend.
Well, Buckley will be sort of a woman scorn, sort of, after the Sunrider defeat. I mean, that was a disappointing one from their perspective. I know Sunrider are a really, really good outfit, but they're at home and they should have sort of expected to sort of win that game at Globeway. But like I say, they're sort of drifting towards the bottom now, going in the wrong direction after a good start. And that they'll want to be careful not to sort of get into the sort of relegation mix, especially at this early stage, because once you're in it, it takes a great deal of effort to sort of pull yourself out of it. And they're not going to get things any easier this weekend.
Well, all those games bar the Prestatyn Bangor one happening 2:30 Saturday. That one, obviously, Prestatyn Bangor is a Friday night affair. Again, not much time between playing on a Tuesday night in the Nathaniel and opting in on Friday. Now, before you go, Dean, I opened up the Twitter sphere social post this morning. It said, if there's any question you want to ask me, Dean, fire away on the Twitter. We've had a couple, and majority of them, to be honest with you, focus on one issue, which is sort of not about the Cymru North, but does definitely affect the Cymru North, which is this whole issue of whether the Premier should be a 16-team league or a 12-team league. Now, looking at it from a Cymru North perspective, Dean, what's your take on this? You know, I obviously see, you know, if there's only one space up at the moment, you know, some clubs might ask, what are they fighting for in Cymru North? But the challenge, I suppose, is, are there enough clubs in Cymru North to sort of hold their own in the Cymru Prem?
I'm a great believer in the fact it should be 16 teams. I mean, it's the split that drives me mental at the end of the season. I just don't see the point in it at all. And with a 16-team league, there's absolutely no doubt that the league will be better. Even from an attendance point of view, you can't tell me that teams like Prestatyn, Real, Colne Bay, Bangor, Flint are going to boost attendances in that league. So introducing those wouldn't do any harm to the league at all, but it just doesn't make any sense to me at all, especially when you see the interest in the JD Cymru North and South, how well attendances are, the quality of football now, the investment being made at places like Flint, Prestatyn, Real, Colne Bay to improve. But with only one going up, it's a case of, well, pick your poison. It's a case of what one goes up. So you're either saving your resources for the year after, or you're making a push for absolutely nothing. And then there's a licence issue on top of that as well. So I think a 16-team league would be much more varied. It'd be beneficial. I mean, it would draw more interest, especially up here.
Well, I'm sure that debate is going to continue. Please do send your questions in to me and Dean if you've got some for the next edition of the podcast. We'll be back in 7 days. Various other podcasts for you to listen to. Also, we've got a Nathaniel Cup podcast, South and Premier as normal, and there'll be weekend interviews as they drop. Keep looking at your local club's Twitter, keep looking at the Cymru League's Twitter, and you'll see more audio throughout the weekend. Say goodbye, Dean.
Cheers, Mark. Thanks.